University of Atlanta has promised to make adjustments to the restriction on campuses following a wide range of complaints from students. This morning, a group of students barricaded roads, causing heavy traffic in part town. The group started two fires in public roads and at an intersection, a bus stop in the area. They said this action was as a result of the frustration with the university. Earlier today, student leader and that students were frustrated by what WITS called restrictions, but they understand as curfew. We speak to WITS spokesperson, Sharona Patel. Sharona, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can you just clear up the issue with regards to the restrictions?
Yeah. Remember that the restrictions were put in place precisely because we had an issue on a Thursday night where fires were started on campus, where buildings were pelted with rocks, where windows were smashed, and where classrooms were flooded. Following that, the university put in place restrictions for people's own safety and security and asking students to remain in residences at night. Now, we've got about 6,000 people in residences. We've got a small group of students who are hell-bent on destruction. And it's in the safety, I think, safety and security reasons that these restrictions were implemented. However, since then, we've had many students who have legitimate reasons for wanting to access computer laboratories in particular. And it's for this reason that we've now opened up about two on each campus, some in Parktown, some in Bromfontein, and students will have to be in these computer labs before 10 o'clock at night. When they complete with their academic activities or using the computers, at any time they will then be walked back or escorted back by WITS's security officers to their residences.
Yes, now you made reference to what had transpired over the weekend, but if you look at it, it started off quite violently. Can you give us a rundown of the violence that took place since Friday night?
Yeah, so on Friday night at about 5:30, we had a group of students. They were about 20 to 30. They started four fires on campus. They started one at the Bozzoli Cricket Stadium, one at a petrol bomb was thrown into an office at the Professional Development Hub on Empire Road. A petrol bomb was thrown near the Matrix Student Center, near some gas cylinders, and a petrol bomb was thrown into Hoffmeyer House, which is a former restaurant on the WITS East campus. These fires were extinguished quickly. The one close to the gas cylinders, we had to get the fire brigade to come in to put that one out. Following that, the police chased them. They ran into a residence where they started throwing rocks at the security guards and the police. The police then used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse them, and they then ran into Bromfontein, where, as you know, two cars were burnt, and they also caused disruption at the Orbit, which is where Sibongile Khumalo was performing.
Yes, now, in terms of those being arrested, how many people have been arrested? We know that the FISMA Fall student leader, Ntsebo Dlamini, appeared in court today, but how many other students were arrested as a result of the damage and violence at the university?
No, so there was 9 students arrested on Friday night. Out of the 9, 5 were not students. They were just individuals. They weren't students. Out of the 4 were students, 2 were from WITS, 2 were from other higher education institutions. The 2 were from WITS appeared in the Hillbrow Magistrates Court today, and so that's 2. Then the student leader who was arrested in the early hours of Sunday morning, he appeared in court today. His case was postponed until tomorrow, and he was not granted bail yet.
There has been allegations that the police had entered a residence and wounded a female student. What is the state of that story?
Okay, so we've seen the allegations, but I have to say that half the stuff on social media is just misinformation. There's plenty of intimidation through social media, through voice notes, through WhatsApp messages, through missing people stories, etc., most of which is not true. In this case, we've now put in place new rules where, firstly, students, police can only enter residences if they enter with a university official with them, and also an officer of a residence life, somebody from our residence life office. Secondly, police can only enter residences if they need to arrest or follow up on any criminal activity or somebody who may be accused of criminal activity in the residence. But they would have to be accompanied by a university security official as well as somebody from that particular residence.
What was the situation on the campus today? Were students able to resume with their academic activities?
Yes, so today we've had no disruptions to the academic program. The majority of lectures have gone ahead. We haven't had any reports of disruption yet.
That's really great. Sharona, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair, and we look forward to the updates.
So the National Police Commissioner is apparently giving an update on the Fees Must Fall protest countrywide.
Yes.
And apparently it started, round about now.
Okay, we look forward to that information coming through.
Jazakumullah
khair. Assalamu alaikum. That was Sharona Patel from WITS speaking to us about how things have been unfolding on the campus. And this is what people have been suspecting from the beginning, that students wouldn't be acting in this way. And as had come out, 9 people arrested. Only 2 happened to be from WITS, another 2 from other institutes of higher learning, and 5 individuals. Rent a crowd. That is what it's been about. It's all been politically motivated. And, when those type of sentiments had been coming through initially, then everyone thought that, it seemed far-fetched. But that seems to be the reality. The level of violence, you wouldn't expect that type of violence from students.